Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on July 12, 1921. Efforts to raise funds to defray expenses of 10 band concerts through a tag campaign last night netted approximately $200, it was reported this morning. This is insufficient to pay expenses, and another tag campaign will be staged the evening of July 30th. The first of the band concerts will be held as planned, however, next Thursday night at Lord's Park by the Elgin National Watch Factory Band. Mayor Arwin E. Price instructed the police to forward written notices to the dealers in soft drinks, including the near beer establishments, to the effect that the city license must be paid on or before next Friday. There are 43 such dealers on the mayor's list. The mayor states that the city needs the money. Despite a recent statement of Mayor Arwin E. Price to the effect that funds to defray expenses of water department improvements would not be needed immediately, a considerable sum is now required, it was learned at City Hall today. The equipment and materials, which were recently authorized to be purchased in accordance with the vote on the $125,000 worth of bonds, are expected to arrive here shortly, and with their arrival, demands for part of first payments. There are no funds for payments. The bonds, which were recently authorized to be sold by the city, have not been printed. There is a substantial balance in the city treasury money, which, however, cannot be used to pay for water department materials. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.